going to talk now, though, about the concern that's out there and the moves being made by the government. A prospective excise fuel cut. The Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and the leader of the independents in government, Sean Canney, will meet later to sign off on fuel supports to tackle substantial inflation being experienced since the beginning of the US war in Iran. With me on the line to talk about as one of those independents that's supporting government, as Minister for State, Department of Agriculture, Michael Healy-Rae. Minister Healy-Rae, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. And first of all, that was classic refereeing there by the late Michael Lester. And I also want to pay my sincere sympathies to him and to his family and all the people who supported him, who enjoyed his entertainment over the years, because he certainly brightened up a lot of our days. And I had a very nice discussion with him the last time we met out in Donnybrook. And he was an absolute gentleman for his sad passing today.
Yeah, indeed. Michael, to the matters at hand, the discussions are ongoing. Before I ask what's likely to happen, what would you like to see happen in terms of easing the pressure and in terms of an excise rate cut?
Well, I'll be very clear. We've had a lot of engagement, not just over the weekend, but over the last number of weeks since this whole situation, because what is happening is unprecedented in that since the commercial production of oil, this is the biggest oil and energy crisis that the world has ever faced. And it is extremely serious. And even as late as this morning, I was speaking to Minister Sean Kenny because there's going to be ongoing talks this evening. But the one thing that we had a lot of concerns, and when I say we, I mean the independents and government, we had a lot of concern about what was always talked about, this targeted approach. Because to be honest, Jerry, a targeted approach was not going to be enough. And I want to explain what I mean by that. In other words, if you did something for people who were older, who had disabilities, who might be on a limited income, and if you did something to help those people alone, that wasn't going to be sufficient, because everybody's in trouble now, Jerry. The people, the men and women who are getting up this morning, going to work, and who are at a very productive time in their lives, like, they're in trouble. And it's not just their parents or grandparents that would be, we'll say, when you speak about fuel poverty, like, everybody is affected. So you need, obviously, of course, yes, to have a targeted approach and take care of those people, but you also need to help everybody. So that is why there has to be a reduction in the excise duty that is being charged to try and bring down the price in the pumps. And when I say try, what I mean by that is, I mean we had a 30-hour period last week where the price of diesel went up 30 cents a litre in a number of jumps, but that was within a 30-hour period. So you need to reduce the excise. That has to happen. The fuel allowance has to be extended, and there has to be a situation where the current system for dealing with the haulers is extended and expanded. And Minister Dara O'Brien had meetings over the last number of days and discussions with that association. And I mean, already, we'll say, the people who deliver newspapers, the people who are delivering concrete, like, everybody has notified their customers that they have to put up their prices. So there is a massive knock-on effect on this. But the big worry that I have, Jerry, is the government is going to do what it's going to do tomorrow. It'll be finalised tonight. It'll be voted on more than likely late tomorrow night and will be enacted by presumably 12 o'clock tomorrow night. But at the rate that this situation is expanding and extending, and everybody was talking about a deceleration of the what we call the bombing and a de-escalation, instead it is escalating. And if you see what the Iranians and what America are saying back, and the threats going over and backwards, this has the potential of being massively, massively serious. And another thing that won't be out of the question is, will we be able to survive for how much more time before you could actually see the supply being strangled coming into this country. And that is indeed very worrying. And it's very hard to legislate or help for a situation when we'd face something like that, because if you go back to 1973, there was bombings and there was supplies cut off in 73, and it actually took a decade before we got back to where we had been pre-1973. So, are you worried now
if things keep going the way they're going, even for a short couple of weeks more, you're worried actually about supply and
absolutely
what that might do?
I am, and like people are talking today about the price of fuel, it might not be that long when people will be talking about the availability of it. And I mean, the potential damage that this can do, I mean, with regard to inflation, interest rates, the whole destabilizing of the financial sector throughout the world, because a fuel and energy war is one of the nightmare scenarios. Because, I mean, we gave our lives thinking about World War III, but I mean, when you see the potential this actually has of strangling countries around the world, and I would genuinely be very, very worried. But look, all we can deal with is the here and now. But I mean, no matter how much money is reduced tomorrow night, and the excise, no matter what percentage of a reduction. And I mean, we had our own views in the independent group. We were obviously looking for a very substantial cut. But remember, what's going to be introduced, and this is a very important point, what will be announced tomorrow will only be for a period of time, probably 4 weeks, right? And it'll be reviewed then. Now, reviewed could mean it'll have to take into account the way the situation has evolved over the next couple of weeks. But at the rate it's going up, no matter what government does, it's still going to be an awful price. If you look at people getting home heating oil and €1,000, what was €1,000 of home heating oil today would be 1,850. I mean, that's nearly a doubling of that cost. So everybody is struggling with this, and people going to work. It's not just people that need to be targeted. This needs to help everybody, because everybody is being hurt right now.
Yeah. Okay, look, this morning, diesel was 228.9 at your petrol station in Kilgarvan, petrol 203.9. Let's say the cut comes in, whatever prices. Is it your worry, number one, it'll be back at those prices within a couple of days or a couple of weeks if this continues, or maybe even go over despite the excise cut, if things keep going the way they're going?
It is, and I'm very glad you made that point, because the one thing that people have to understand, it all depends on when you get. I mean, when this started, we were, I remember, because, you know, you take notice of these things. It all depends on when you get your fuel, because you have to pay whatever the price is above and white gate. When the lorry goes up, you have to pay whatever it is at that moment in time. When you get that down, you have to charge that, because if you don't, quite blatantly, you'll be losing money. Now, it was a little bit unhelpful when people had this impression that people were trying to profit out of this, because it depends. If you buy petrol today, I know we got stuff over the weekend there, and it came in very expensive. And like you'd hear it now today, people who'll buy today, it'll be even more expensive. So this is literally a daily or bi-daily occurrence that the prices are going up. And it's a world commodity. There's no such thing as where it's coming from makes a difference. I mean, once the price goes up, the price goes up at the refinery. And the people, the retailers, the people, the haulers who bring it, the actual company themselves, like, they're not making anything extra out of the fact that it's so expensive at the pumps. The price is going on the cost that you're paying at the refinery. And if it comes down, then you must remember one thing. If people are after buying it in, we'll say it today, and if it comes down tomorrow night, they'll obviously have to sell it to get rid of it at the price that they paid for it. They can sell it at below cost, because, as you can imagine, on €40,000 worth of fuel, which is an average filler, well, it's more now. Actually, what was 40 is 57,000 now. So that'll give you an idea of the figures. But people are really suffering. The people who, and in particularly people who are working, husbands and wives who have two cars and who are going to work, like, they're really, really paying on the double. And if they have oil at home for heating, even though the weather has been quite good, the nights are very cold, people have to have their heat on. And they're really, really paying a price for this war, which is totally beyond our control. But at the same time, we are very fortunate. from the point of view that there are other countries who are able to offer no support whatsoever, but at least this government is committed to doing something. But it's not a bottomless pit. And quite simply, they have to do something, in other words, to make sure that we're responding and that we're trying to help people. But it isn't as though there's no end to it, because nobody knows how long this is actually going to take. Will it be a short war? I mean, if it finished, Trump himself, President Trump, sorry, he even said that the price would plummet. But I mean, when you see the trajectory of a barrel of oil that was, we'll say, $70 and $80 before, and it heading towards 150 and even the potential of 200 euros a barrel, I mean, that could actually relate to 3 euros a litre at the pumps. So we are in unprecedented and very worrying times. But obviously the government will do what the government can afford to do to try and help and assist in all the angles that I'm after.
Let me ask this question. You mentioned home heating oil. What about electricity? We saw energy price credits. Some opposition parties are calling for a return of that in terms of credits. You're talking about targeting there as well. That was paid to everybody, whether they could afford it or not. Is correct. Something likely to be announced about that tomorrow, do you think?
Well, no, what you're going to hear tomorrow will be the fuel allowance, the reduction of the excise, and the package for the haulers. And in case anybody who's not involved in haulage would be giving out and saying, well, why is there a special package for the haulers? Quite simply, everything that every one of us consumes comes on the back of a lorry, whether it's the clothes on your back or the food on the shop shelves, everything has to be transported in this country. And that sector has to be helped, because if they're not, the inflation will just go through the roof altogether. But with regard to the energy costs, I mean, the Minister for Finance and indeed the Taoiseach has made it clear that there wasn't going to be a package like that all along. Now, this situation is changing so much. Nobody could clearly say to you now, oh, jury, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and that's not going to happen. Because, like I said to you, the measures that are going to be introduced tomorrow are temporary and will be reviewed again. And reviewed means just that, things could go, there could be more assistance given or less assistance. It'll be just seeing what way the situation is going at that time. But I mean, every one of us, all we want to do is try and keep people working. We want to try and alleviate the pressure that's on people. But it's going to be very hard for the Irish government to legislate for a war that is going on thousands and thousands of miles away from us, and where we have absolutely no control whatsoever. All we can do is use the negotiating skills that we have to try and plead for a de-escalation, and to try out and use our connections. We're well known throughout the world for being a peaceful nation. All we ever try and do is keep peace and avoid war, thanks to the excellent people that we send out representing us, which we're always so proud of, and who have laid down their lives in the name of peace. And all we can do is hope that sense will prevail, and that common sense will prevail, because the world and everybody is going to lose if this war continues. But it has the potential of being extremely far-reaching and really crippling countries such as ourselves, in particularly because of where we're located.
Okay, all right. We're going to leave it there, Minister Michael Healy-Ray. Thanks for talking to me in the programme about that this morning. That's Minister Michael Healy-Ray with his view on what will likely happen in the next 24 hours from government. But his overall concerns, whatever about the price that is being experienced now and the reduction in it, hopefully from maybe midnight tomorrow night, as you're saying, once that package gets agreed and voted on the Dáil, is the overall worry about the continuing of this war. And if it continues, then supply is going to become the real issue. And that is where things get very dangerous in terms of cost of living.